I'm Malcolm Cox. The other day, I posted a one-minute question on something that's been puzzling me from Joshua chapter 9, which is this, that when the Gibeonites go to see Joshua and the Israelites, pretending that they're from a far distant land, they don't mention a king. And why is that? They say that the elders and all those living in our country have sent them, but there's no mention of a king. There are many, all the other tribes and nations around them seem to have kings. Why not the Gibeonites? Well, I had an intriguing suggestion from a friend of mine called Joe. Joe Cronier left a voicemail for me today and suggested that perhaps they don't mention the king because if they do, then the Israelites will ask what is his name, and when they tell the name, they will realize, actually, you're not from a far distant land. You are from somewhere nearby, and their deception would have been uncovered. What do you think about that suggestion? Does that ring true to you? Let me know. Drop me an email, mccx@mac.com, or leave a message wherever you find this recording. Until the next time, God bless.